24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When they lie on you,
somebody say, but the Lord.
When your brothers hated on you,
somebody say, but the Lord.
When they counted you out and said you was going to die, never become anything, tell them, but the Lord. Come on, when they left you in the dungeon, to rot, somebody say, but the Lord. See, had it not been for God on your side, where would you be right now? Where would you be right now if the Lord had not been on your side? Well, if he's on your side, he's going to stay on your side. Ain't nothing weak about God. God is not a man that he would lie. He didn't bring you this far to abandon you. He brought you out to take you in. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. You ain't seen the church in her glory yet. She's about to rise. She's about to shine. My God. Light shines brightest when it's the darkest. God is setting the stage. I said, God is setting the stage. Come on. The best hour for the church is coming on. Tell somebody, stay in the path. Just stay in the path. Stay faithful. Stay committed. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Somebody mess with you, forgive them. Ain't no time for that now. No time for holding grudges. No time for criticizing. No time for hypocriting. No time for being angry with folks. Tell somebody, I ain't got time for that now. I have found a pathway. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help me. We're seeing this thing happen around the world. Bless his name. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ. I'm telling you, something's going on inside of you. It ain't just happening in me. It's inside of you too. That day star is rising. There's a rumbling. See, something about the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, so shall it be as it is in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. The fountain of the deep begin to break up. There's a fountain inside of you. Come on. Hallelujah. There is a river. There is a fountain. There is a deep inside of you. And deep is calling unto deep. God's voice is starting to rumble and is calling to the deep inside of you. That fountain is breaking up. That has limited your life. That has kept you in boundaries. That has blocked you and forbidden you is breaking up. And the waters starting to gush up. You don't know. You don't even know where it came from. You don't know how it's happening. It's just starting to happen. The day star. Peter said, listen, we handled him. We walked with him. We touched his flesh. But he said, there's a more sure word of prophecy. And he said, you do good to pay attention as to a star, a day star. Rising in your heart. See, tell somebody something's rising. I think everybody can attest to that. Something is rising. There's something rising in our heart. You see, he's coming back. But before he comes back, he's coming suddenly to his temple. The day star is going to rise. more and more. That government of God is going to take us over more and more. The fountain of the deep will be broken up. And the waters will start gushing out. And then heaven will start to rain. Extraordinary. Jesus and his dominion are going to be made known or revealed. He's not sharing this with the devil or any other entity. He's going to show. He said, I am God and I know of no other. He said, there are none beside me. He is God. All this noise we hear is just that. It's noise. It's not a sound. It's noise. We will see him coming forth in his kingdom with great power and glory. We will see the manifestation. First, he will be revealed to us, the church, in this manner. And then the city will see. All of this that I'm saying to you is prophetic. You are already beginning to see this, but you are going to see beyond flesh and blood. You're going to be able to see beyond the veil into the reality of what God is doing. Even in the midst of all the turmoil and chaos in the world, you will see clearly beyond flesh and blood. What moves or shakes the world is not going to move and shake you. Because you're in the, tell somebody, because I'm in the pathway. I'm in that place of immunity. I'm in the covert. I'm in his presence. I'm hidden from the onslaughts, the attacks of the devil. As long as you stay in the path. You stay hidden. So there's revelation of him coming more and more. Dreams. You know, I when I go into places like Trinidad, I always release over them the first night. I mean, it was off the chain prophetically. You could hear a pin drop all through the time. But I released the fact that I said, before this conference is over, there'll be dreams. There'll be visitations. I mean, many people got up sharing dreams that were from God concerning that conference, concerning things, visitations in the wee hours of the morning, you know, all kind of things. But prophetically, it's so important that we be that prophetic people. Amen? And trust in the prophetic word. He'll be revealed to the church, then he'll be revealed to the city. We will no longer just know Jesus after the flesh. Perhaps you can bear witness to this too. Our communion with him is going to be deepened. I can only speak for me. By God's grace, it has been deepened. You know how the word says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, when you taste and you see, it makes you want more. It makes you not want to lose that place. You don't want to get away from there. You just want more. So our communion with Christ is going to be deepened. The passion for God, and I pray this during our 40 days of prayer, our passion for God is intensifying. It's becoming more intense. I've said this before, but many of us will be taken up in the Spirit. Not taken out, but taken up. Maybe taken out. But taken up in the Spirit to behold. Like Paul said, I know a man above 14 years ago, whether in the flesh or in the Spirit, I do not know. But one caught up into the third heaven, heard things he couldn't repeat, he couldn't say. And it wasn't words that he could, you understand, it wasn't words that he could say, but he just couldn't say them. No, it was stuff he couldn't. They wouldn't flow through this body. I've heard words in dreams from angels. Never, I can't remember. All I remember is I never heard anything like that. Not a language. I know it wasn't a human language, but it was something I couldn't repeat. Even if I could remember it, I probably couldn't, you know, make sense of it. But God's going to catch up some. in the spirit to understand these things, to traffic in some of these things, to behold some of these things. Our communion is going to become great and very deep and intimate. Now this manifestation of Christ is coming to you. And as we get into this series or message on from Canaan to Goshen, these phenomena are not just coming to entertain us. They're coming with a specific grace. It's not just God just want to take you to the movies and then take you home. You saw a movie and you go back home. No, God shows you stuff. It's coming with a specific grace and a specific assignment. That's not taking you out into the deep and then you go back to the shore. It's taking you out to the deep with an assignment, with a specific grace. Amen? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. What God is giving us is not just for us to be entertained, even though it's a magnificent journey and it's an adventure and it is entertaining, but it's not just for entertainment. It's coming with a specific grace and a specific assignment. Along with that grace and assignment, and I prophesy this to you, I decree this over you, your stature is going to increase. That will cause your status to change, but your stature is going to increase. You're going to walk again or walk with a God confidence, not guessing, not intimidated, not fearful, not worried about criticism, not worried about whether people accept you or not. You will walk with a stature. I am what I am. What you see is what you get. What you hear is coming from God. Take it or leave it. And you know what? God gonna back you up. You know what? God's gonna back you up. Elijah told Ahab, he said, I come from standing in the presence of Almighty God. And he said, it shall be neither rain nor dew at my word. And as he said that, the heavens shut up. Where did he come from? Standing in the presence of God. Intimate relationship. He had an assignment, and he had a grace, and he had a boldness. We are continuing in part 65 of Mega Grace, from Canaan to Goshen. We all have the grace and the ability to build each other's lives. Integrity is at the core of a trusting and protected relationship. No matter how talented you are, develop the ability to work as part of a team. We must be properly connected within the body of Christ. Allow God to mold and to shape you into the man or woman of God He has destined you to be.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.